All right, and now to close out the show, we're going to turn the mic around and speak with our engineer and the coordinator of the Hudson Mohawk magazine, Alexis Goldsmith. Alexis, welcome to this side of the show.
Hey, thanks for letting me speak. But I will say I'm not technically the coordinator anymore, but I was the coordinator for 2 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you for the clarification. So how did you become the coordinator for the Hudson Mohawk magazine?
I started as an intern at the Sanctuary as a radio intern, and I just started taking on more and more responsibilities for the show, and just got really interested, and eventually they hired me as the coordinator. And that's basically how it happened.
What got you what was interesting? What was appealing about the work?
I was really interested because I had never seen this model of reporting before, where there were community members doing their own reporting and telling their own stories, and it was getting on the radio and on the internet. And I thought at that moment where the press was so under attack that this was a really unique option to keep this democratic institution of the press alive.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great. I mean, the feeling is mutual. Can you talk a little bit about the kinds of behind-the-scenes work that it takes to bring our listeners their local news at 7 a.m., 9 a.m., and 6 p.m. every weekday?
Yeah, for those that don't know, the Hudson Mohawk Magazine airs live every weekday. It's from 6 to 7, and we have an hour's worth of original content. And behind the scenes, as the coordinator, I just finalize the calendar, make sure that we have all the content that we need for today, checking with the hosts, make sure they're ready, make sure the script gets written. I train interns. I train interns how to engineer, how to post the social media and the podcasts. I train people how to use Audacity, how to use SoundCloud, how to mic an interview. How to conduct an interview. I've given workshops on reporting, and it's been a lot of learning as you go, and just meeting people where they're at with their technical abilities, with what stories they want to tell, and just helping assist them in doing what they want to do with it.
Right. And
You sort of modestly said that you are the coordinator or the ex-coordinator or the previous coordinator. I mean, in reality, you know, weren't you really like during this COVID pandemic holding the Sanctuary down?
Sort of. Yeah, the building's been closed since March because it's not really, we don't have the type of air filtration system you need to be safe to have it open. So unfortunately, we closed the studio as well. The studio is especially unsafe because it's small and airtight. So we haven't had hosts in the studio. We're doing it over Zoom now. But yes, I've been engineering every day, and I'm basically the only person in the building every day. I see people on Zoom, but yeah, it's just me in the studio.
And thank you for highlighting that, Livonia, because I really do want to emphasize that Alexis has done like a heck of a lot of work to keep the Hudson Mohawk magazine on air. And I feel so grateful to have Alexis really like holding down the fort there.
Thanks, you guys. It's mutual.
And Alexis, you know, I'm going to ask you a loaded question. Tell me, who are your favorite hosts?
And why is it us?
On Friday.
I love all of the hosts.
Yeah, that's a political answer.
We have some hosts that are very dedicated to the show, and you two are some of the most dedicated and most consistent hosts that we have. Andrea and Mark, also some of the most consistent hosts. And those hosts that stick with it and do it every week start to develop a rapport with each other. And the vibe on Fridays and on those days when we have the same hosts is a lot more fun. And I really appreciate that you guys make it fun.
So what's next for you?
I have just been hired as the National Organizing Director for Beyond Plastics, which is based out of Bennington College, but I still live on the block, and I'm supporting the transition to the new HMM coordinator, and I'm still helping behind the scenes at the Sanctuary with a lot. So it's kind of like I'm totally still here. I'm just not the official coordinator anymore.
I'm glad we'll still have you around.
Yeah.
So when you think about transitioning to your new job and congratulations on that, getting that new position, I know you're going to do an extraordinary job there as well. When you think about transitioning over, what's the one thing that you want to, if you could take one thing with you, one memory, what is your greatest memory of your time here at the sanctuary?
Oh, there's been so many, but I really miss the building being open and having events here, and how many people pack into this space for events. And I've loved doing the show while events are going on and seeing these things happen simultaneously. Right. And I also really just admire the consistency of the show. I mean, when we say we're live every weekday from 6 to 7, we are live every weekday from 6 to 7 with an hour of original content. And the amount of people power it takes to get that done is just astounding. And I've become an expert in our community because of this show. So I appreciate that too.
So can you... You already talked about it a little bit, but can you say a little bit more about why local media is so important, especially at this historical moment?
Yeah, well, those out there should know that the Hudson Mohawk Magazine is the only program of its kind in this country. It's the only hour-long grassroots radio news program that I know of that's doing this work. And I would like to see more radio stations doing this kind of thing, but local and especially independent media like what we do is so important because it's being told by the people who live in this community and who are living these stories. You know the old saying that if a tree falls in the forest and no one is there to hear it, does it make a sound? Well, if an injustice happens in our community, or if advocates are out there doing hard work to make real social change, but there's no media there to witness it, those events are less likely to have an impact. And what HMM has done is keep a consistent record of what's happening in our community. And we're doing some of the most in-depth and nuanced reporting of issues in the Capital Region, and in Troy in particular. And that record has a cumulative effect. For example, on the issue of the Norlite incinerator, HMM was reporting on Norlite long before the AFFF issue exploded. And that reporting that we did didn't get a lot of attention, but when the AFFF issue made Norlite famous, that record was there for people who became interested. And suddenly, reporters for national publications like The Intercept were reaching out to us about Norlite. And the people and interns who do this work become experts on what's going on. If you listen to HMM, you start to understand how deeply interconnected these issues are. And anyone is welcome to come and do this work, regardless of their experience or abilities. Like, no one is left out.
What kind of advice would you give anyone who wants to bring local media to their community?
I would say local media needs your help to tell this story. There are some technical aspects involved, but you don't have to get super techie about it. And the sanctuary would love to help you get started if you want to start your own program, or if you want to do reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine, especially if you're in our region. The press is under enormous strain because of attacks on media outlets and the sheer amount of work that it takes, the amount of people power that it takes. And whatever you're doing, whether it's organizing or hobbies or your career, it's part of the story of social and environmental justice. So don't be afraid that maybe you don't feel qualified or don't feel like anyone will listen, because this work is essential to democracy and it has a direct effect on your life and your community. The freedom of the press is enshrined in the First Amendment of the Constitution. And in fact, journalism is the only occupation that's expressly protected by the First Amendment. So if you're out there listening and you want to help tell the story, please consider becoming a producer for this program. Like, that's my advice. It's really easy to get started and you will get a lot of support. And you can also intern for the sanctuary for college credit if you want to get even more involved. And shameless plug, the best way to get started is to email info@mediasanctuary.org.
All right.
Thank you. That's such beautiful advice, Alexis. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks for asking me.